from Boston. Rick, thanks for your time here this afternoon. Where are you right now?
Great. Right now I'm in Watertown, Massachusetts. We just left the downtown area. A friend of mine we're staying with out here picked us up, and we just arrived back in Watertown. So we're out of the immediate vicinity.
Where were you when the blasts occurred?
Well, I was I had finished the race about probably 10 or so minutes before the blast, and I had was walking down through the finish area, but I had turned around to walk back to look for a friend of mine who was behind me. So I was walking back toward the finish, actually, when it happened, and I was probably, oh, I would guess 150 to 200 yards from the finish when the blast went off. It was close enough that it felt like it almost knocked me over. I mean, it took your breath away. It was unbelievable. And then 5 seconds later, a second blast went off.
How long did you stay down there?
Well, of course, they were ushering us as fast as they could out of the area, so I just continued to walk away from the finish line. We just left downtown Boston maybe 10 minutes ago.
I know about a dozen Sioux Falls residents were running in the Boston Marathon today. Can you give us an update? Is everyone okay as far as you know?
Well, I can't tell you too much. I know Peter Holland, a friend of mine who I was running with, is fine, and he's with us here. Other than that, the other Sioux Falls people, I really don't know. I just don't know.
Would most of those have those been still running behind you or ahead of you?
Well, I would guess the majority probably were ahead, and I would hope that they were already through the finish area and probably exiting the finish area, but I really can't say. I just don't have any information on that. You might be able to go to the Boston website, the marathon website, and find their finish times, and that would tell you, you know, if they had finished well before the blast.
I have been there, and there was about 8 or 9 that already had finished, and that
okay.
was prior to the blast, which happened about 40 minutes ago. So again,
it's
tell
my
us.
I'm sorry,
Rick. Go right ahead.
Well, it's my understanding from just some very sketchy information from my friend who was watching it on TV, the local coverage, that they appear to say that most of the injuries were spectators. So, you know, not that no runners were injured, but apparently the bulk of it were spectators. So,
from what you could see at the time of the blast, what did you see?
Well, I saw. I was looking right at the finish line when it happened. The big puff of smoke, white smoke, simultaneous with the explosion. And like I say, the explosion was enough to virtually take your breath, you know, knock the breath out of you. It was astounding how big it was. And then 5 seconds later, there was another one, and it didn't seem to be quite as big. But at that point, everyone's just standing with their mouth open, wondering what in the world is going on. And then it became very apparent very quickly that something very bad had happened. And then all we heard were sirens and helicopters.
How quickly did the folks and the rescue personnel try to get everybody out of that area?
Well, they didn't really have to try very hard. Everybody was moving away from it almost right away. And, yeah, I have to say, everybody acted, you know, very calmly. There was no panic, no real running. Just people just kept walking. And the marathon personnel were very professional. They just told people to continue walking, and they kept doing their job. They kept giving people water and blankets and food and medals.
What does this say about the marathon itself? Totally unexpected what happened today. You had joy and everything coming. I mean, because runners, when they come to the end, whether it's a half or it's a full, there's a lot of joy coming at the end of that marathon.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I'd say most people that were anywhere near there right now are more in shock than anything. It kind of makes the marathon not quite as meaningful, the running itself. But I just hope that I just heard on the radio here in Boston, they said that right now they are saying there's 2 dead and 22 injured. I hope that's the extent of it, but from the size of the blast that I witnessed, I'll be very surprised if the carnage isn't a little bit more than that. I hope I'm wrong.
One final question for you, Rick. How close were you when the blast occurred? Were you within a block away?
I'm estimating maybe 150, 200 yards would be my guess.
Hey, Rick, appreciate the time and glad we could get a hold of you. Appreciate the update, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Rick. There he goes. Rick Hansen joining us live from Boston.